This morning, I want to share with you, adventure is out there. Yay! Okay, so movie clip number two. I don't know, who's seen the movie Up? Okay, adventure is out there. Okay, can we close the things again? And you can roll the tape.
Movie Town News presents Spotlight on Adventure. What you are now witnessing is footage never before seen by civilized humanity. A lost world in South America, lurking in the shadow of majestic Paradise Falls. It sports plants and animals undiscovered by science. Who would dare set foot on this inhospitable summit? Why, our subject today, Charles Muntz. The beloved explorer lands his dirigible, the Spirit of Adventure, in New Hampshire this week, completing a year-long expedition to the lost world. This lighter-than-aircraft was designed by Muntz himself and is longer than 22 Prohibition paddy wagons placed end-to-end. And here comes the adventurer now. Never apart from his faithful dogs, Muntz conceived the craft for canine comfort. It's a veritable floating palace in the sky, complete with doggy bath and mechanical canine walker. And Jiminy Cricket, do the locals consider Muntz the bee's knees? And how?
Adventure is out there!
But what has Muntz brought back this time?
Gentlemen, I give you the monster of Paradise Falls!
And golly, what a swell monster this is! But what's this? Scientists cry foul. The National Explorer Society accuses Muntz of fabricating the skeleton.
No!
The organization strips Muntz of his membership. Humiliated, Muntz vows a return to Paradise Falls and promises to capture the beast alive.
I promise to capture the beast alive. And I will not come back until I do.
And so the explorer's off to clear his name. Bon voyage, Charles Muntz, and good luck capturing the monster of Paradise Falls. Here's Charles Muntz piloting his famous dirigible. He hurdles Pike's Peak. He hurdles the Grand Canyon. He hurdles Mount Everest. He goes around Mount Everest. Is there nothing he cannot do? Yes, as Muntz himself says, adventure is...
Okay, gonna show you another clip in a moment. The adventurer, adventure is out there. But I want you to see that the young child enjoying life, dreaming about adventure. And I just so know, I mean, when we were small, we were dreaming about adventure. We were doing things, we were jumping out, we were climbing under stuff, we were going for it. And then somehow along the way, we get old. Okay? And age has got nothing to do with your externals. Age has got everything to do with what's happening on the inside. Okay, so let's see clip number two. This is now, fast forward, the little boy when he was old. He got old, but that's just the first 10 minutes of the movie. Later on, he goes on an adventure, and he becomes young at heart again. But I want to hold this before you. I believe that Christians are all called to be young at heart. Do you know why I say that? Because the Apostle Paul said that we are renewed on the inside day by day. Although our externals are going older and grayer and so forth. We are supposed to be young at heart. And so I believe as a church, this church is a church for the young at heart. So anybody's welcome, but you need to be young at heart, or you will get to become young at heart. But what I want to share with you is, I believe that at some point in our lives, we receive some rules or some ideas about ourselves, how we see ourselves and how we see life. And that becomes a box for us, a little box. And we get into that box and we become old in our hearts. But adventure is outside the box, out there, the adventure. Life happens outside of the box. So I believe for many of us, these different things that we have received. So what a definition of adventure? It's an exciting or remarkable experience. An undertaking usually involving danger and unknown risk. Another word you could use is exhilarating. An experience that makes you cheerful and excited. It's like when you are involved in an adventure, you feel alive. You're having fun. It brings joy when you get into an adventure. It's very much like paintball. We had a paintball game a few weeks ago. And say about 6 months ago, we also had a paintball game. And that was my first in about 10 years. Previous time, I injured my elbow. I still have a little mark because of the first time. So I was a little bit weary about 6 months ago. And so when we started with the paintball, I was hiding sort of behind the wall for about 5 minutes. Do you know why? It's boring behind the wall. So after about 5 minutes, I got up and I started storming the enemy. It was wonderful. It was beyond the wall was the fun. And then this last time round was just absolutely smashing. This was really, it was just great. I don't know about what a guy and a gun. I don't know what it is, but with a gun in the hand, with your buddy at your back, taking out the enemy, yes, it's full lekker. But you have to, it takes a little bit of risk. Yes, you can get hurt, but it's just paintballs, okay? So you can wipe it off, wounds heal, chicks dig scars, okay? So it's fine. But I think life is very much the same. There's always a risk involved in life. But I believe it's the same. We're so terrified of the paintballs, and we forget, no, you can wipe it off, and God can heal you, and you can get up again and go for it. And so life, I think, is very much the same. God equips us with a weapon. He gives us a buddy at our side, and he gives us a mission to accomplish. Okay, that's for the guys. For the ladies, relationship is also a risk. Okay, so if you want relationship, you need to step out. Otherwise, you can't have relationship. Okay, so it's the same in relationship. And then I want to quote somebody, it's just good to quote people. He who takes no risk will have no reward. That's people just, they just esteem quotes better. So I put up the quote for you. He who takes no risk will have no reward. An adventure, yes, there is a risk, but it's just amazing when you actually step out. Okay, so the book of adventure, Psalm 139. I want to read this to you. This is amazing. God, there's a book of adventure. Psalm 139, verse 13. For you formed my inward parts. This is God who has formed us. For I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are your works, and that my soul knows very well. Your eyes saw my substance being yet unformed. Okay, now look at this. And in your book they all were written, the days fashioned for me, when as yet there were none. What does that say? That means there is a book written about each of our lives. Even before you were born, God has written out an adventure for you. Every day has been fashioned. Every day has been set out for you. The question is, will you live it? Will you live the adventure? We have Dion's adventure book, Kuba's adventure book, Matty's adventure book, Johan's adventure book. There's a book written about each of us. Brian's adventure book. yeah, some of us are more at the conclusion already, eh? That's a grappie. Life starts at 50, so you're not even close to 50 yet. It's amazing. But the book has been written. This is beautiful. The question is, will we live it? The question is, will we step out? Or will we allow the lies and things to put us in our little box, and so we don't step out? We don't live what God has called us to. It has been written. And then it says, marvelous are your works. What works? Marvelous. Marvelous. What is marvelous? What is God's work and works? Absolutely. Say, I am. Fantastic. That's a synonym for marvelous. Okay, let's try that again. I am fantastic. You are awesome. You are marvelous. That's what the Bible says, but you need to believe it. But so many of us conform to the box. Do you know we all have a box? Every single one of us has a box because it's comfortable in the box. It's easy in the box. We all have our box. We have fear that keeps us behind the wall. Lies. We have culture. We have expectations from people around us. We have disappointments, past disappointments or hurts, or simply comfort. You know, it takes effort to step out of the box. It takes effort to say, I'm not going to accept my little box. I want adventure. And you might be surprised. Adventure is not necessarily going to Middle Africa for more than a week. I'm trying not to lose most of the members of this church wanting to go to Africa, okay? But I want to encourage you, if the Lord calls you, you must go. So welcome to the Eastern Cape. You heard it yesterday, saw it on TV. The province of adventure. You saw it. If you watch the rugby, you will see it there. The province of adventure. They put it up there especially to confirm this message for you. Adventure and destiny lies beyond the box. Beyond your fears, beyond the lies, beyond the labels that you might have received in your life. For instance, culture. In our culture, it's easy for society to say, women don't do this. So will you allow culture to define you, or will you allow God to define you? Joyce Meyer is such a beautiful example. As a girl, she was molested by her dad for years. For years. And then she's a woman with this husky, deep voice. Everything says about her, she shouldn't be the most read female Christian author in the world. But she is, because she was willing to step out of the box. People tried to define her, people tried to tell her, her past tried to define her, but she said, no, I'm going to step out, I'm going to step beyond. So I encourage you ladies, step out. Do not be afraid to step out. Then what about expectations? My dad wanted me to become an engineer. Me. Some of you maybe as well. Don't know. So anyway, so I step into the ministry. My mom still sends me, 2 years later, still send me emails about engineer jobs here and there. I don't want to do it. I am not an engineer. I am doing what I'm doing now because this is what God has called me. But it takes a bit of risk. It takes a bit of stepping out of the box. So expectations can form us. Are you doing what you're doing because people expect it of you, or are you doing it because you are wired for it, designed for it, called for it? What about past hurts or disappointments? Maybe your friends hurt you, previous marriage, you tried something, you stepped out, it didn't work. Maybe you're saying, it just isn't me. And so you get a label. I'm just a, fill in the blank. I'm just a something. And you can go all over. You can go, I'm just a pornographer. I'm just an adulterer. I'm just an alcoholic. I'm just a loser, a nobody. I'm not good enough. I'm just a mistake. I just don't know, don't have what it takes. I just can't do it. I'm not destined for great things. I'm not a leader. And so forth. You know? Maybe some of you make labels in your minds about yourself. I just don't speak before people. No, don't do that. Or you can receive the true label that God gives you. You can say, I'm a son of God. I'm made in the image of God. I'm a champion. I'm a pioneer. I'm Christ-like. I'm more than a conqueror. I'm an adventurer. I'm filled with God's Spirit. You can decide. Are you going to believe the truth? Or are you going to allow the lies to define you? So what are the effects of the box? Very quickly. It is a barrier between you and God. When you're in the box, it's a barrier between you and God. It sort of breaks your reception with God. For instance, I heard somebody once said this. Why do we raise our hands sometimes in worship? Because it's your antenna. Reception is much better. It's like going from a normal TV to HD. Yes, HD. Every now and again I watch on somebody's HD like yesterday. Wow, it's amazing, okay? So HD, it's amazing. You're in the box and you go out the box and you somehow just start to connect with God. Why? Because you're just out the box. It took faith. It took faith to raise your hands because what are the people going to think? I don't care. And I raise my hands. You see, it takes faith to step out of the box. And you don't need to go to Africa. You can start with raising your hand. You can start with not being bothered what the people around you think about you. That's where it starts. Your reception. So why do we? HD. Just think HD, Alimana, come on. I know you're going to be in. HD. We might, if everything goes well and we make the semifinals of the World Cup, we might move church 30 minutes earlier because the game starts at 10. And then we're going to all watch it together here. Okay, so go Boca. Every day I say the All Blacks are chokers, chokers, chokers. Okay, you must help me. You must speak it over them. Give them a label. Okay, give them a label. We must make it work for you. Okay, then the second thing that the box does, it blocks growth. Okay? It blocks growth. It inhibits growth. As long as you stay in the box, as long as you allow the label to define you, you won't grow. You won't grow. You have to step out. You have to push the limits. So you might say, say we might ask you, wouldn't you be willing to become a small group facilitator? And then you look at the others and think, no, I can't do it like them. They're just so awesome. Because we have awesome people in church. They're just so awesome. And I'd answer you and say, don't do it like them. Do it like you. Be you. We want you. Or you worship leading. You can say, I can't do it like Dion and Elisna and David. And he said, but don't do it like them. Be you. Okay, God made you for you. And so I want to encourage you, step out of the box and become you. Third area where the effects of the box, bondage. Your dreams become chained. What happens? You start dreaming smaller. Because, God doesn't have a great plan for my life. You start dreaming smaller. You dream less. You become like a prisoner. And there's this internal wrestle then with yourself. I hope my wife doesn't mind me saying this, but but she asked me in this week, is there something wrong with me? She asked, I just don't only want to make food, clean the house, and look after our son the whole time. Amen. She feels, is there something wrong with me not just wanting to do the usual female thing. Is there something wrong? And I told her, no, because you're wired differently. You actually want to preach. You actually want to do something else. You actually want to make a difference in this world. That's how you are wired. Don't fight it. Go for it. Step out of the box. Huh? And I believe for many of us, the same thing can be there, this internal wrestle. It says female must be so. But something inside of you says there's more. There's always in my life, when I remember at school, I think there's more in me than what I'm experiencing. There's a dream. There's hope. And I believe there's something in each of us that God wants to unleash. He wants to. God wants us to live the life he has set before us. He wants us to live the dreams he has put within us. But you need to step out of the box. It's the only way. It doesn't just happen. You have to step out. So Jesus, you probably haven't heard this before, Jesus the adventurer. He was in heaven. He was comfortable. He was safe. He stepped out of his comfort zone and he became a human being. He came to earth. And he came and freaked everybody out. He challenged everybody's boxes about who God is and about what they've been called to. But Jesus, the adventurer and the maker of adventurers. I don't believe you can meet with God and not be changed. I don't believe you can truly meet with God and not step out of the box and start living a life you never imagined possible. That is his heart. And it takes little steps. But as you take those little steps, it comes to pass. So step out. Okay, how do you step out? Point number one. First, determine what is your box. Determine what is your box. What are the things that inhibits you? What are the thinking that keeps you from going beyond, from stepping out? Labels. Define, identify your labels. What are the limits that define you? What are the limits that define you? And then secondly, then purposely step beyond them. Little by little, step out, step beyond them. For instance, I can't speak in front of people, but somehow, for some reason, there's something in the side of me that says, but I should. So don't start off by preaching, maybe, but start off by sharing your testimony. Starting in your small group, and then maybe sometimes here in church. You can do little steps. Step out. Break out of those limits, little step by little step. It's amazing how many things 15 years ago I would never imagined, and how I've broken those limits every time, every time, every time. Probably 100 things in my life I have broken through. But it took me to step out of my box and go on an adventure with God, to follow him. For instance, missions, going on a missions trip. Why would you want to do that, say for a week or 2 weeks? I'd say it would be a great idea. Why? Can I tell you why? Because when you live in one area, in one community for too long, you conform to the environment and you can no longer change it. So sometimes you have to step out of your box, out of your environment, get perspective, and then come back, and change it. And change it. But you have to step out. And so that's where once a year from now on, I am planning to go on a missions trip, either to India or wherever else, to go and get out of my box and come back and come and affect the box. Okay. So if you want to join me, start saving a little bit of money every month so we can go and be changed and come back and change. John chapter 8, verse 31. How to step out. Then Jesus said to those Jews who believed him. If you abide in my word, you are my disciples indeed. This is so powerful. If you abide in my word, you are my disciples indeed. What does that mean? If you listen to what I say about you, if you listen how I have labeled you, if you listen to how I have defined you, the result is that you become like me, you become Christ-like, you become a disciple, you become an adventurer, you become someone who pushes the limits. You step out with faith. Faith is always stepping out. Faith is not comfort. And it's impossible to please God without faith. So God calls us to step out. Let God's word define you. If you read the scriptures with an open mind, you cannot stay the same. If you read the scriptures with an open mind, you cannot stay the same. You say, wow, maybe there's more. It will stir something on the inside of you. Let God's word define you. Let it form you. Let it mold you. Let it truly define you. And you will be a disciple. God's word breaks boundaries. God's word breaks boundaries. So you must embrace the word, let it work in your heart, and let it change you. And then John chapter 8, verse 32, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. You shall know the truth. You shall know the truth about the lies, about the box that you are in. You shall know the truth about what God has wired you for, designed you for. You shall know the truth. And the word know is the word gnosko, which is, as you can see the definition, it should be up there, is the knowledge that has an inception, a starting point, a progress, and an attainment. It is the recognition of truth by personal experience. Experiential knowledge. You embrace this truth when you step out with it. Little steps. Maybe it's still 100 meters away, but when you start taking the first few steps, it becomes real to you. It's like you start off with paintball and you wonder, am I a paintballer? Can I do this? After the third time you've shot somebody to bits, you think, yes, I am a paintballer. It's the experiential knowledge. As you do it, you become more confident. And so you step out more. You start diving into the bushes. It's awesome. Experiential knowledge. You need to step out. You need to step out. Take an opportunity in every opportunity that there is to step out. Even if you don't know this is my destiny, even if you don't know this is my calling, when you step out, you're going to find out. This is my gifting or this is not my gifting. Push the limits. Go for it. You shall know the truth as you begin to live it out. Adventure is out there. Outside of your box. Okay, and then sort of something else. I'm almost finished. We're doing a relationship series very soon. And so I just wanted to put in here something about adventure. For all the wives, all the married ladies. Do you know that you can give your husband an adventure? Yes, I'm talking about sex. Yes, I just said it. Just said it. The gift of sex to the married. It is amazing. Your husband, ladies, married ladies, could have a really boring work. Now, you're not allowed to giggle now. Listen to me. Your husband could be having a boring job. He could go to work every day, come home every day and say, it's boring, this is not an adventure. And it's amazing the gift that God has given the married, I must emphasize that, is that it causes an adventure when a married woman pursues her husband passionately in this area. That same man can on Monday morning go to work, boring, and say, I am the luckiest man in the whole world. Because we are wired like that. We are wired, men, we are wired like that. It is amazing when a wife pursues him passionately in bed, it's like an adventure. It's a gift. Go read your Bible. Sex is a gift from God. And all the single people are now shocked. And so, ladies, you can bless your husband so much and be blessed in the same way. Okay, but we will be speaking a little bit about this topic in the very near future. So join us for that. And then, another movie. Who's seen Kung Fu Panda? Don't know if you've seen it. Great movie. At some point, there's this big fat panda, and he loves food. And so his sensei, his master, says to him, while holding up the food, he says, you are free to eat. And then he has to fight for his food. But I want to say that same thing to each of us. You are free to live life, to have an adventure. But you have to fight for it. You have to want it. You have to say, I want to live a life of adventure. And so for us as a church, we are having a bit of adventure later this year. It's called A Whale of a Tale. Yay. Now, it's a musical, it's a comedy, and a small church like us should not try this. But we're going to do it in any case. We are going to step out of the box, and I'm really believing that we're going to impact this community through this. I went to the next week, they're going to probably do a bit of a preview for you here, so you can see what it's about. I went to the practice on Monday evening, and I loved it. This is hilarious. This is really, really funny. Christians should not be this funny. Okay? So we're going to shock the community by just being out of the box, having a whale of a time. And it's really going to be great. So I want to encourage you as we are stepping out on this adventure. It's a risk, yes, but it's going to be great. I want to invite you to become a part of it somewhere. We're going to, next week we'll share a little bit more about this. But there's so much that's around the play. You don't have to act or whatever. You can just around it, get involved. There will be 4 shows. The one will be specifically dedicated to a charity, probably Catch Charity. We will be sending out 10,000 flyers. Every second lamppost, there will be a big A2 Zana poster saying a whale of a tale. And churches shouldn't do this. But just we're going to do it in any case, because this is great. We're going to step out of our box. This is our adventure. So I want to encourage you. This is our stepping out of the dark into the light. And we're really trusting that the heart of the community will be one as they see Christians having fun and doing something so special as this. It's really going to be special. So please join us for that. And I just want to end off with this. The biggest mistake I've ever made in my life wasn't the mistakes. It was forgetting to enjoy the ride. If I look back at any phase of my life, I look back and say, oh, if I just relaxed a little bit more and had some fun. And so I want to encourage everybody involved in the play, remember to enjoy it, and remember to have a ball, remember to have some fun. Because if you're not having fun, something's wrong. Okay? Because as Christians, we have joy despite our circumstances. So you are free to live. to have fun, to be young at heart, to pursue adventure, and not allow people or circumstances to put you in a box. Worship team, I just want to pray for us. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord, that adventure is out there, outside of the box, outside of the labels people have put upon us, outside of our fears, beyond our fears. There is adventure. There is an exhilaration. There's the feeling of being alive as we trust in our God. As we trust in our God. And so, Father, we thank you for the dreams you've set in our hearts, Lord. Thank you, God, for what you have wired us for. And so, Father, we pray for those dreams to come alive. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, that we can declare that when the sun sets you are free indeed. You are free indeed. Holy God, I pray, Lord, that your people will be set free to step out of the box. Father, we pray, God, for those who are involved with the play, the musical, God, that they say, but I'm not really an actor. God, may they step out and say, but I can do this. God, we bless you. Thank you, Lord, that adventure lies before us. Glory to God. Lord, you are so beautiful. You are so loving. You gave us destiny. You have written our book of adventure even before we were born. It has been written. But will we live it? Will we live it? Holy God, may we start living it. Glory to God. Maybe you feel that you are in a box because of fear or lies or culture or expectations of people or maybe past hurts. Maybe you're just comfortable. Well, I would like to pray for you. So if you feel that you are in a box, you don't necessarily know how to get out or what path to take, but you want to get out of the box. You realize you're in a box. If that is you, would you stand? Just stand, just admit, God, I am labeled. I have all these expectations upon me. I have these things holding me back, holding me in. And I want to cast off these labels. I want to break free. I want to step out of my box. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God, for the liberty to step out of the box, to live the life of adventure, destiny, purpose, that which I'm wired for. Hallelujah. Father, in the name of Jesus, we just pray for those who are standing, Lord, and thank you, God, that you'll stir in their hearts dreams. Stir in their hearts, Lord God, vision. Stir in their hearts a fire, a flame to live and to live boldly. Thank you, God, that you deliver us from being like chameleons, that one slow hand forward and then back again. Lord, may we live boldly. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord, for freedom, Lord, to break the chains around our hearts, our ankles, our lives, our hands, our arms. May we step out of the box and live the life you've called us to. Just as our eyes are closed, I just feel that for some of us, fear is playing a big role in us. It's keeping us from stepping out. It's keeping us from taking those steps. If you feel that fear is affecting you, would you just raise your hand? Thank you, Father God. We just bring all those who've raised their hands before you, Lord. And we thank you that they will find security in Christ. Security in the love of God that says, I'll catch you. Security in the love of God that says, even if we miss it, we're still safe in the arms of our God. Lord, we just take authority over fear. We bind the effect of fear and we loose the love of Christ and the boldness of God over every heart and mind in this place. Boldness to say, but I am that person. Boldness to say, but I am anointed. Boldness to say, but I am called for this. Boldness to say that I am designed for this. Boldness to say that I am wired for this. It's been written. It's been written. It's been written. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God, that we can address every label that is not the truth over your people. Every label. As our eyes are closed, if you feel that there are labels set upon you, even self-proclaimed labels, and you just want to bring that before the Lord, would you just raise your hand? It's about labels. Just acknowledge it. That's why you're doing it. You're raising your hand to say, God, I acknowledge it. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we denounce those labels right now. Just in your own heart, in your own mind, denounce it. Say, God, I reject this label. This is not who I am. This is not what I have been called to. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord, for your grace to set your people free. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We worship you, God. Amen.